It's indeed a pathetic situation because this is a baby who left home accompanied by her mom, her sister, and a guide to assist the mother in driving to go to school. And she gets to like 20 meters from her school and she is shot by a gendarme who stops the car asking for 500 francs. It's been a horrible day for every woman in Cameroon because this gives us memories of the 24th of October last year that we had the Kumba massacre. And then the 14th, just 10 days to the 24th, we have the Buya murder. It's a horrible day for us.
Did the mother do anything or did she violate any traffic rule? In other words, why would the police officer stop the mother?
She didn't violate any traffic rule. Now, it sees me thinking that the gendarme officers probably stopped her car because she has but the chassis number and not the regular number plate. That's my first guess. Now, the mother did not refuse to stand. She is learning how to drive. And so the moment she stopped, she drives a few meters away and parks the car. So she parks that car, gets out of the car, and then there is a man in the car who is a proper driver. So the man gets into the driver's seat and is struggling to reverse the car to where they were stopped. That is where the gendarme officer walks up to that car and then is asking for the money, because that is what usually happens. That is what happens, especially now with the crisis. The least thing, your car is stopped, they're asking you for car documents. When you have every car document, they ask you for 500 francs as bribe. Whatever that is for, we do not know. But that was what happened. So the gendarme officer went to that car and asked for 500 francs. And when they refused to give it, then he removed his gun and shot at that child.
We understand you are currently at a memorial for the little girl. What is the mood of the people there?
It is a very, very pathetic scene. It is so sad. It is something no one will wish to happen to any human being, not to talk of a baby who left with the aim of going to school and couldn't make it. So it's a horrible situation. The child was buried in the early hours of this evening, and the mother is inconsolable. No one can console her. She is in complete denial that her baby is dead, and that is a very bad thing. It's so heartbreaking.